He just became the first rookie quarterback for the Bears to score 4 passing touchdowns in a single game since 1999.
Yeah.
What do you credit with your early success?
Offensive line, coaching, progress, the leadership on this team. You know, the constant mindset of keep going. Us getting out there and getting our momentum going, us getting out there and executing, us believing in each other, is what you credit it to.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. And that is the voice of the Bears quarterback, Caleb Williams. Fun to have an actual British reporter asking him a question.
That was fun, yeah.
And you hear his response.
Answer was better.
And the answer is excellent. And the answer's him at the podium, worth the price of admission. The guy always says the right thing. I'm very impressed with whatever media training he's had, and I don't mean that negatively. I think he does a really good job of portraying himself as just one of the guys going along, doing a job. We don't talk enough about the way in which he has developed as a player. We talk about it a lot, but I think there's some good coaching going on with him. And I think that he's also, I think Olin said it very well there. I loved the pointed that out, that he is at the line of scrimmage. You know, and if you remember, even in this program, Dustin was like obsessed with cadence and the fact that he hasn't really had to call plays and how is that going to work. He is there. He's trying to sell a thing, and they know that he's trying to get him to jump off sides. But you know what? He buys in completely.
Yeah.
And he steps up and he's pointing and he's now trying to sell it again. You got to respect the commitment of doing something like that when you are only trying to get him to jump and they're not going to.
Right. A couple things. I think when you talk about him at the podium, we've talked about the polish and the coaching and how he's responded. He's had some good media training. But I think the one thing that is natural, instinctive, and I don't think you can teach or coach, is that I hear humility a lot. And yesterday, the answer to that question, offensive line, coaching, progress, leadership on this team, that keeps him in a constant mindset. That's somebody who is just more humble than I think people expected.
Yes.
And that really has served him well, not only in fitting in with teammates, but understanding where he needs to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys who think they have all the answers sometimes don't improve at a rate that you want them to because they think they don't need to get better.
Right.
Caleb Williams has been his own harshest critic. And you hear it yesterday. He was more upset about the interception than he was happy about the 4 touchdowns. So I think that's the one thing. The other aspect of it is that when you look at the room he has to grow, you feel like he's going to make the strides necessary because he understands what his limitations still are, and he's not satisfied being where he is after 6 games. This is just the beginning. And what it feels like yesterday was you can feel hopeful about a 4-2 start because he's the difference in what you're used to watching with Bears teams. We have seen dominant defenses before.
Yes.
We've seen good special teams and a lot of the intangibles. What we haven't seen is a quarterback that you trust to lead and be the reason you win eventually. And that's what Caleb Williams looks like.
He does look like the real deal. And it's going to be fun to watch his development. And it's going to be fun to see him playing against Jaden Daniels in his hometown, in Caleb Williams' hometown, where that game is. So that is a very interesting next opponent that the Bears will get into as we get ever closer to that game. But it's got to be a fun one for him, and it's got to be a fun one, really, for the National Football League. But we'll save that storyline till
yes,
we get closer.
One versus two, rookie of the year at stake, Jaden Daniels. I don't even say took a step back yesterday. They lost a game, but he played pretty well in defeat against the Ravens, a very good team, a very tough environment. But you got two young quarterbacks who are each coming into his own at their own rate, but faster than people probably expected.
Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Raul is in Michigan. Hey, Raul.
Hey, what's going on? Good day, Mike.
Yes, sir.
How's it going? I was not going to get carried away, and so I got permission from you guys, so I'm going to get carried away. Why not go 7-2 going into Green Bay? I think it might be home, but why not be 7-2 for the Green Bay game? And just real quick question as well. Does us being 4-2 change the schedule or the amount of wins you guys had for the Bears this year? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for the phone call. The reason is once you start talking about being 7-2, you'll become 4-3 before you know it.
Yes.
That's why you don't talk about being 7-2. Even though you can look ahead, we all can do that. 3 games ago, as Olin said, they're 1-2, and you think they got 3 winnable games. It's been rare where you've been able to say about the Bears, they got 3 winnable games, and they win them all.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're right.
Try to balance the enthusiasm without falling into the trap that people fall into and counting these victories before they achieve them. I don't think that I have changed my 9-8 prediction. I don't think that I'm going to do that yet because the second half of the schedule is as difficult as the first part is soft.
Well, I mean, the reality is that the most difficult part of the second half is the games in the division.
Yes.
So the reality is if you really want to be a playoff team, if you really want to make an impact, you must do so with the division games. And that's just the reality of every team in the NFL. The Bears happen to be in the best division in football. They happen to be in the one where everyone's got 4 wins, and you haven't seen that happen very often, if ever, in the NFL. And I think that that it's pretty impressive that they're in that division. We did not see Minnesota coming. I think we knew that Green Bay was going to be pretty good, and the quarterback looks like he's back, and it looks like Romeo Doubs is back.
Yeah, how
so
about
they,
that?
They look a little better than they
good.
Were. They
Complete,
look great.
Without dysfunction.
And now Detroit, who a lot of people thought kind of was a Super Bowl contender one game away a year ago, they are out beating the hell out of Dallas. The kind of win that the Bears had back in 85 in their Super Bowl season against Dallas.
That was as convincing as that.
Where the game's on TV
dominant.
And you're sitting there and you can hear.
Yeah.
No one's, there's no cheering at all. It's like quiet because their team's getting kicked. I don't know what to make about them now. I think that damages maybe their Super Bowl aspirations, the Aiden Hutchinson injury. That's a really bad injury for them to have.
Unfortunately for the league, Aiden Hutchinson going down is terrible news for the Lions.
It is
worse. And you wish the young man well in a full recovery. You wonder about it because it was so ugly, and you just don't know how he will recover from a broken tibia. That's a difficult one. I do think that you just watching that, you just realize the magnitude. That was the biggest story of the NFL weekend, Molly. I think everything that happened, and there was a lot that went on, Aiden Hutchinson going down for the Detroit Lions was the biggest headline of the weekend.
Yeah.
Because you have a Super Bowl contender now compromised. I do think it bears remembering, though, the Lions are as dominant as they have become because of their offense and because of Ben Johnson and Jared Goff and their double tandem at running back.
David Montgomery gets paid.
He got paid, and he earned it yesterday. My goodness, has he become such a dominant running back. I don't know what to make yet of the Lions in terms of how far back they will step without Aiden Hutchinson, but I wouldn't rule them out. Teams can come together through something like this, and you wonder if they're going to be able to overcome this adversity and maybe use it as a rallying point.